Hi there, this is Copycast, somewhat daily, episode 6, called Sales Video That Works. And if you're following the internet marketing scene at all, you know that sales video is really quite the hot topic right now. Has been for quite some time, actually. And the fact of the matter is, most of the big launches you see, they use almost all video or at least half video in terms of persuasive power. And obviously, you know that there's copy involved. There's whoever does a successful launch and they use video, they know all about persuasion, all about selling. So you probably know that you can't just slap on a video and it'll sell. It's not just about the media, and it's not just about getting on screen. Sure, that is a huge part in itself, but if you're going to make an impact, then you got to know what you're doing. All right. And I got to say, in the last year or so, my work as a copywriter has changed quite a bit, because at least half, no, probably more than half of my job is writing video scripts or slides for sales videos or sales presentations, as you know them. And it's really not that different. It's the same old thing. You've got to capture attention. You've got to lead them on to your story. You've got to have interesting things to say. You have to present the product in a compelling manner. You have to have a good offer. You have to be able to close them, and so on and so on. So it's not really that much different from writing a, you know, full sales letter itself or just copywriting in general. However, there are some things that you need to be aware of if you're just starting out doing your first sales videos, and I thought I might just go through a few of them here. Okay, the first thing I would say is simplicity, because when you have a video that is extremely busy, sure, you can have all the Hollywood sort of production values and you know, you can really go Hollywood on your videos, but yet you have to have a clear message to say, you have to have clear visuals, and you have to remove all possible distractions. And that fact is probably why these, sales videos are all the rage, which are basically just really PowerPoint presentations, very simple, many of them just black and white, and you have a video filling the screen, you don't have any buttons, any text, any distractions, and it seems to work extremely well and convert even from cold traffic. And we'll talk more about that particular type of video in another podcast, but that just shows you how powerful simplicity is when you're really able to take even a cold prospect and focus them singularly on what you have to say, then it's even better almost than having them read something in their hand. And that's a completely different game then. So go for simplicity of message, go for simplicity of visuals, I would say, in most cases as well. Sure, it doesn't hurt, you know, adding effects and everything else, but as long as it doesn't take away from the message, then you're good. And another second point is about structure, and this is a very simple thing, and you may have heard it before, but ever since I was in college and read Aristotle's thesis the first time, you know, you really have to be aware of the three-act structure, meaning you have a beginning, a middle, and an end. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a movie-type structure that it's, you know, set up, confrontation, and resolution. You can do that depending on, you know, what kind of video you're doing, but the fact of the matter is the human mind structures things in threes. You have, even in life, you have your childhood and you have your adulthood and then the twilight years, let's say. And it's the same thing. In copy, I've talked a lot about the power of three, and on video, and the video structure is the same. I would say in a lot of cases that I see, there are the videos that are a little bit confusing and could be a bit better. Often have a very confusing structure. They talk about this, they talk about that, and they go back and forth. And in a sales message, sometimes you have to do that. But in order to have a cohesive story, and you're telling it visually, it needs to sort of make sense. And if you're making sense in a way that people are used to, then you're going to do better. You're going to convert more. Believe me. And if you're doing these slides, presentation slides for your sales video, even there, if you're doing basic bullet points, you would have, you know, if you have three bullet points per page, well, I would say that's a maximum anyway, and do them very simply anyway. But yeah, that's what I recommend, and that's what seems to be working well. Okay, next point. And let's talk about the launch structure a little bit. When you see a product launch, a lot of these product launches you see have basically, you know, three pre-launch videos and then the sales video, and then you're open for sales. And it's a fine structure, nothing wrong with it. You can do it in a number of other ways as well, but there's a reason for it, and I'll go through why that works. There's actually a launch going right now that I wrote copy for that is following the same structure. The first video, in my mind, should be one where you create desire. Or if you don't believe in creating desire, at least channeling that desire that people already have, which is even better, then that's what you do with the first video. You have to really sort of grab their attention and show them the dream and, you know, give them a little bit of a, you know, lifestyle angle even, and do whatever you have to do to ignite that desire, like, okay, you've got that, I want that too. And if there's anything you do with your videos, you have to do two things. You have to create that desire, strengthen that desire, channel that desire. Okay, that's one thing. Desire is one thing, and the second thing, you have to show them how to get it. If they have the desire and they don't know, you know, they're unclear about how they get it, then you've lost it. But, you know, we'll get to that. And the second one would be one where you basically take apart all of the possible objections. Not necessarily like, well, I bet you're thinking this, but it's really like that. But you do it much more in a more subtle way. And I'm actually doing a video series of all these things that I'm thinking of selling as an information product, but probably I'm at least first going to package them as part of a bonus for another an information product, rapid video blogging from my friend Gideon Shelwick. And actually, yeah. Keep a lookout on my blog for that bonus, because I can pretty much guarantee you it's the best one around for many reasons. But okay, I'm digressing. Back to the video structures, and yeah, the second video is to remove objections, and you can do that in so many ways depending on what you're selling. The third one often is a case study, and it's really the one where you show the proof. Very simply, you show that, you know, somebody other than me is actually doing this and they're having great results with it, they're having a good time, it's not complicated, yada yada yada. That's the third video. And then you go on to the fourth video, which is finally where you show them how to fulfill that desire that they've had building while watching your videos and while interacting with you in the comments sections and whatever else you have going. And the sales video is often a very straightforward sales presentation. You go over the product, you know, here's what it is, here's what it contains, here's what it does for you, and here's how you can get it. But it also, I would say, go back to the promise, go back to the desire a little bit, make sure that it's in place so you can make references to the first video or some of the other things that you were talking about that are specifically very compelling to most prospects, as you have you've seen already in the comments. You know what it is exactly that they like about the product, so you can really play on that on the sales video. So that's what you do with the final video, and you can obviously you can do another video before you close. It's perhaps less usual, and but you can do that if you have a last minute bonus or something like that. But these are all subjects of much deeper discussion, and I'm going to do that on that video series that I mentioned. So I hope this was interesting for you. This is a very big topic, and with a 10-minute podcast, we can't go very deep into it, but I hope you got a bit of an idea of what happens on sales video and what matters. And all right, we'll be talking about this much more in later episodes and that video series that I mentioned. So thanks for listening, and I'll catch up with you in another podcast. This is Juha Tunkelo, signing off for now. Bye-bye. We'll